go.
Can't nobody do it better.
Pete Mundo in for DA on CBS Sports Radio. Great to be here with you as always as we get going on a post-Christmas Eve. Plenty of NBA action, but where I want to start here, we are just 2 days away now from Week 17 in the NFL. And you look at this thing, and there are really only three games that really matter. We have one do-or-die game. Panthers, Falcons, of course, NFC South. Maybe the worst division in the history of the NFL. Lions, Packers for the division title, although the loser, once again, is in the playoffs. And same thing with the Bengals and the Steelers. And it leads me to this idea that it has not been a great season in the NFL. It hasn't. When I think of this year in the NFL, here's what comes to mind.
I got it wrong in the handling of the Ray Rice matter. And I'm sorry for that.
Her pain is my pain. My pain is her pain. But one thing that I wanted to do today was, you know, apologize to my wife. Violence of any kind, especially man on woman, is just not right.
While I'm disappointed in what Adrian Peterson was involved with, we want to see the facts. But I think what we see so far is tragic. It's hard to look at. I have two daughters who are 13. That's very difficult to see.
I stand here and I take full responsibility for my actions. I love my son more than any one of you could even imagine.
I'm determined to be great. I'm determined to make this team, and I have every confidence in myself that I will make this team.
Let me remind you, this is the name of a football team, that's had that name for 80 years and has presented the name in a way that has honored Native Americans.
Those are the storylines that come to my mind when I think of this year in the NFL. It is not about anything that's really happened on the field. And that leads me to this idea that, you know what, this is the first year we've had a college football playoff. Four teams in, we debated it all year long, really starting in late October when the rankings came out. And there's no doubt in my mind right now, the college football product is better than what the NFL is putting on. Because the NFL is putting on mostly sideshows right now. It is about what's going on off the field. It is the TMZ world of sports right now is all around the NFL. It's about how's my fantasy team doing. It's not about, hey, what happened in week two for the Chargers? How is that affecting what's going on right now? And when you compare that to college, where so much of college football, when you think about it, you can think back to specific games and how it affects the outcome of this playoff or the outcome of the national championship. You think of week two, you think of Oregon smoking Michigan State. And you think of those two teams going at it. And that was a game right there that all of a sudden changed your outlook of Michigan State, changed what you thought of Oregon. You said, oh my goodness, you know, this Ducks team's for real. And also week two, you think of Ohio State losing to Virginia Tech. And you say to yourself, okay, that is a game that was debated until the last day of the season. How does Virginia Tech, how does that loss by Ohio State affect whether or not they should be in the college football playoff? So college football has a way of making you think to the regular season and how it affects the postseason. Where the NFL, it doesn't have that connection to the regular season. And with what's gone on this past year, with the Redskins, with Michael Sam, Ray Rice, Adrian Peterson, Ray McDonald, Gray Hardy, all these guys have created more of a storyline than anything that's happened between the numbers. Instead of talking about how great a season has Tony Romo had, Aaron Rodgers, DeMarco Murray, fill in the blank, we're talking about how terrible has Roger Goodell been. And it seems like each and every week the NFL is taking one step closer to pro wrestling. That's what it feels like to me. Everyone cares about what's going on off the field and what's going on with their fantasy team. Pete Mundo with you, CBS Sports Radio. Right now, the college game, no question, is better than what the NFL is putting on. Also coming down to tradition. You know, when you think of the regular season, I mentioned what's gone on this year. You look at last year, the Iron Bowl. You look at that Auburn-Georgia game. Nick Marshall, Ricardo Lewis, 4th and 18. The first of two, miracle of Jordan Hare. You even think of Ohio State and Michigan, a game that went into it, not a lot of hype. Ohio State was having a really good season. Michigan was having a down year under Brady Hoke. And Michigan comes back in that game, and they're down 42-41. They go for a two-point conversion, and that turned into a great game. And that is why you look at the regular season for college football. And I was wrong about this. I thought the playoff would hurt. I really thought the college football playoff would end up hurting the college game. I thought it would affect the regular season. I thought you'd say, the regular season doesn't have as much meaning, and that is the edge that the college game had over the NFL. But it didn't. The four-team number was perfect, because if you had eight, that SEC championship game, if Alabama lost it, not that we thought they were going to, but if they lost it, they would have still likely been in the college football playoff. But at four teams, they had to win it. And every game in the regular season mattered just as much as it did in the BCS days. And that is what, to me, makes the college game so special. Not just the memories that we have, the specific memories that we have of the regular season in college football that we don't have in the NFL. You don't think, that great Chargers game from week four, or that great Chiefs game from week six. But where do you stand on this? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. Do you believe right now the NFL or college football is putting on a better product? I am all over the college game because of the sideshows surrounding the NFL and the fact that it is not just about what's going on the field anymore. And you look at the personality difference, too, between what's gone on here with the NFL and college. And the NFL head coach is becoming more and more, to me, more and more buttoned up by the day. The guy with the Rex Ryan personality is not going to be around in 5 years as an NFL head coach. The owners aren't going to want a guy like that that can fly off the handle. But part of the beauty of the college game and where it is right now is that you need to have a top program in this country. You need a guy with a personality. You need a salesman, because that is the guy that's going to go out there and recruit the 18-year-old and walk in to that living room and sell himself and sell his program. You think of an NFL head coach, and here's what comes to mind: Bill Belichick.
You've prepared to face this Peyton Manning-led offense, whether it was Indianapolis or Denver, I think more than 20 times in your coaching career. Is there one common thread that stands out to you over the years of how those preparations and then the game has unfolded?
I guess Manning.
Yeah, that's Bill Belichick, the big personality of Bill Belichick. Great football coach. Don't take anything away from the guy. But in terms of being a personality, it's not there. It's not. On the flip side, you get a guy like Steve Spurrier.
The way we play is embarrassing. I told you guys, it's embarrassing the way we play. And I'm the head coach of this embarrassing group of guys.
You get that and you love it. SEC Media Days, you get Spurrier taking jabs at Saban taking jabs at Auburn. I mean, it goes back and forth. And you love the camaraderie, while at the same time, the passion these two guys, all these guys have it, taking jabs at each other. You have Bob Stoops at Oklahoma taking a jab at the SEC any chance he can get. So what do you like more right now, the NFL game or the college game? I am all over the college game right now, putting on a better product. Give us a call, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. You know what else you don't get in the NFL? You don't get those traditions. You don't get that midnight yell at Texas A&M. You don't get jump around at Wisconsin. Play like a champion at Notre Dame. Touching Howard's Rock at Clemson. Roll Tide, Toomer's Corner. All these things that make the college game so special. It's about what's on the front of the jersey. It's not about what's on the back of the jersey. And the mascots, the NFL, you know, you don't see Bevo in the NFL. You don't see live animals running onto the field in the NFL. The masked rider at Texas Tech. Mike the Tiger at LSU. You don't see any of these things. And two things the college game will always have over the NFL, and it's worked perfectly with how this week has shaped up with the NFL. What have we talked about? The NFC South. It's the only do-or-die game. Panthers-Falcons. And this whole idea that if The Panthers end in a tie, but the Saints win. The Panthers still get in, even with two ties. And it's like, how is the NFL not figured out that nobody likes games that end in ties? How have they not figured that out yet? Even hockey, who is late to every party, the NHL figured out that nobody likes games that end in ties. But for some reason, the NFL hasn't. The college game never ends in ties. And the other thing the college game has over the NFL, staggered kickoffs. You get noon, sometimes you get a 1:30, a 2:30, 3 o'clock, 3:30, some 4:30 games, a 6:30, a 7:30, an 8. Why wouldn't the NFL stagger their games? You don't, instead of having every game wrapping up and the Red Zone channel going nuts because they can't keep up, why not stagger it? Just a thought. So when I look back on 2014 for the NFL, the storylines are off the field to me. They're not on the field. And it's worsened the product in my mind, and it has built up the college product with this new football playoff has become fantastic. It has only enhanced a game and a regular season that was already great. Pete Mundo with you, CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Where do you stand? Do you prefer the NFL, or are you joining me on the college side? Your calls also coming up. Jim Harbaugh. Why I wouldn't touch that Michigan job. All that next right here, CBS Sports Radio.